Caller Nikan, and you want to just share a quick product testimony? Well, how about somebody who's existing, been in for a while, and want to share something right quick before we get started?
I'm still alive.
So thank you, Gary Anthony, for stepping up to the plate.
Gary Anthony, with me.
Well, Gary Anthony, you guys, some of you may or may not know this, but almost a year and a half ago, I came down with streptococcus meningitis.
Ooh.
Almost died. And, Gary, just share with the group real quick what your recovery time is like, and still, what the doctors are saying to you about utilizing the products and how your life has turned around.
Well, one of the first things I remember is my wife telling me about the heart doctor. Can you hear me?
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Gary, if you'll call back on and use the host code 157361, I'd love to have you share real quick on that about what the heart doctor told Marge. Again, 157361 pound. And we'll just kick it off with a real quick testimony from Gary. Well, Gary's doing that, and Terry and Dave are getting set up. And remind you real quick, Terry and Dave, if you guys can hit *4 to boost your signal. I had the opportunity last night to go visit with my former boss, who is the head of Teen Mania Ministries, and Stacey and I caught him after a youth conference here in Portland. But we were talking about the subject of marriage, and I thought this would be apropos, being that one of our guests on the call this morning is from Texas. And let me back up and just welcome everybody to this edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your illustrious host that gets to play every Saturday morning and do this call. And it's quite a joy, quite an honor, and I want to welcome everybody here. And for those of us who out there are married, I thought I'd share just a little bit of marriage counseling with you. So those of you who are embracing the 10, 20, 30, 40, or whatever mark it is for you, there we go. Gary, I'm going to have you share in just a couple minutes, but before I do it, let me finish with two guys down in the South. This is called Marriage Counseling Southern Style, and this is for the request of Steve Roberts, wanted me to share this on the call. These two gentlemen were out fishing, and true story, names were Earl and Bubba, as this could only take place in the South, never in the North with the Yankees. And Earl says to Bubba, you know, Bubba, I think I'm going to leave my wife. You know, and all they're doing is sitting out in the boat fishing and, you know, chewing and spitting and drinking beer. And, you know, Bubba's kind of puzzled and concerned. He said, well, Earl, why on earth would you leave your wife? And Earl looks back at him and says, well, you know, Bubba, she hasn't spoken to me in over 2 months. And Bubba looks at him and just comes at him strong and says, you know, well, you better think hard and twice long about that decision because, you know, a woman like that's hard to find. So, you know, if your spouses aren't speaking to you for months, maybe you should rethink that. But Gary, some of you are laughing, some of you are scratching your heads. What the heck is he talking about? Gary's laughing, so that made it all worthwhile. Gary, share with the group right quick. It was January of 06. You came down with streptococcal meningitis. And give us one good word, one good quick report before we jump in with Terry and Dave. What the heart doctor has told Marge repeatedly about your recovery process.
Well, when I come into the room, because I had been in a coma for over a week and I had a stroke during that time. And anyway, he said to me, he couldn't believe I was studying in a chair already. And I went from there, which was an amazing thing. A month later, I was out of the hospital and the nursing home, which I spent some time. And my neurologist, who was my main doctor, who was actually the one that saved my life, I went to see him right after I got out of the hospital. And it was the first time I remember seeing him because I was always out of it. But he was always matter-of-fact type guy, and he was from Las Vegas, Nevada. Where he played football at Las Vegas, Nevada, and a month later I come back. He was real cold with, not cold with me, but just matter of fact with me. And my son, Mark and Drew, also when that letter. This was like in March of 06. He gave me a letter. He says, take it into Social Security. And so I've helped people on disability with Social Security before, and it's not an easy thing, and you go back and go back and go back and all kinds of things. And I didn't even want to read the letter because I felt like I was going to get better. And
to you, was that pretty much like a death sentence? Here you are.
Yeah.
A young lad thinking, oh, come on. So I had a little setback, came down with this, meningitis thing, and all of a sudden now you're going to throw me into the disability ring?
Right. At that time, I was walking. I wasn't driving yet. This was in March of 06, and couldn't read too well yet. My eyes and my ears were messed up, but anyway, I'm still thinking I'm using a walker, but I'm going to get better, you know. And he says, take it out there. So I just took it out. I didn't even ask him about it or anything. And again, he was real matter-of-fact with me. A month and a half later, I was approved for disability. Then I went back on the third time just before I moved to Georgia. I've come from Michigan, or Ohio, I mean. And when I went in to see him, he checked out my reflexes, my eyes, my ears, and he goes over and sets down, and that he never sat down and talked before. And he went over and sat down, and he said, did I give you a letter? And I said, yes, sir. And I said, by the way, I've been approved. And I said, I don't know what that means. Because I was thinking I'll get this approved on this thing. And he just shakes his head. Then he got into the thing. He thought I was a pastor. And I said, no, I'm not a pastor. And I said, but I had a lot of pastor friends come up. No, you. And I said, no. And then he says, well, we've never had so many people coming up and praying for somebody. Never in the hospital all that time. And I said, well, I really believe God did a special thing on me, but I said, I don't understand it all. But, you know, one of the first people, and I'll say this right now, the first people, Vance Rogers was at my house with his daughter the night before. I got home at 11 o'clock and stayed up till 1 o'clock. That's probably my problem. I stayed up till 1 o'clock talking with him. And that next day, I don't remember anything after that, but except the only thing I remember is coming down the stairs, and I said, Vance, would you pray for me? And Vance did, and I ended up, in a month in the hospital then. But
he was right after that. I got a call from your oldest son, my old roommate from Bible school, and you'd slipped into a coma, so I don't know how quite effective my prayer was. But Gary, you have seen a literally, for some, because meningitis itself is not something you want to play around with, and then streptococcal meningitis, it's fascinating, and I'll get back on track, those of you guys who are waiting to hear Dave Johnson and Terry Latham here, but I guess I wanted just to throw out here that I didn't plan on having Gary share. I don't set these things up, but the fascinating thing is about what Nikan, or what God has given us through Nikan, is the fact that we've got products that are found in nature, that are made from the earth, made from the earth's technology, that when we use them, incorporate them into life, prayer is going to turn things around. God's in charge of this whole thing. However, at the same time, God gives us enough brain cells, enough common sense to use things that come down the path. And Gary has reportedly, repeatedly, I should say, used over and over again everything that Nikan has. We have to have the wellness home in our home. We got to have these products in our home in order to use them. And Gary has been a test candidate, one after the other, utilizing everything that Nikan has to get his ability. Gary's no longer using a walker. Gary is driving. Your eyes are continually getting better. Mm-hmm. And yet you have the disability status, and yet probably really don't need it, do you?
Yeah, it's been getting better all the time. My hearing's better. I use hearing aids, but very seldom.
You kind of needed those even before the man.
Yeah, that's right.
Marge would tell me repeatedly that you weren't hearing most of the things that she was saying. Now, maybe it was only her.
That's right, yeah. It was convenient. Let's put it that way. But it
Let's jump right on in to Dave and Terry. And I spoke with Terry briefly last night, and I didn't get a chance to connect with Dave, but I presume you guys are both here.
Here.
Here. There's one. I'm waiting for the second one.
There's not a second here.
He might be muted out. He built his business real quick.
Which is fine. I kind of thought, well, if I can get one, great. If I can get both, fantastic. But if it comes down to it and we get one on the board, two of us can do just fine. Which is fine. We'll get Dave Johnson back. So those of you who are psyched up, ready to hear Dave Johnson, let me just tell you this. Let's just bombard him, okay? Since he's not on the call, to share the whole crux, this thing all started, the idea was I saw a special on PBS called The Boomer Century, and I highly, highly recommend most of what Terry and I are going to talk about this morning. You can go get it off their website, www.boomercentury.com, but it was a two-hour PBS special on the baby boomers, and I want to just tell you, I immediately, after I watched the special, the next day I was on the phone with, I think it was that night I was on the phone with you, Terry, right? And we were just getting psyched up about it. And then the next day I was on the phone with Dave Johnson, and he said, oh, I got to get a copy of that book. You can order the book by going on the website. They give a phone number. But if you really want to know what burned and what took place in Dave's spirit, in Dave Johnson's heart, was he a few days later, or maybe it was a couple, I think it was a few days later, put together a CD called How to Build a Nikan Empire. And I don't know what the inspiration, it might have been this Boomer Century thing, but I'm not quite sure. But on that CD, he shares some of the simple, simple tools that he has done over the, 16 years that he's been part of this company. And years before with other network marketing companies, but some of the simple practices that he's put in place, and I've got a whole page full of notes on that, but that's really what it's all about. So if you don't have a copy of that CD called The Nikan Empire, How to Build a Nikan Empire, it's not available in stores. You have to act now. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's not available. Nobody's selling it. You got to get it from Dave himself. So I'm trusting that, next time he pops you an email, just respond back to him and says, Dave, I want a copy of that CD. Just give me your address. I'm sure he'd be happy. Well, maybe he wouldn't. Maybe Lori's going to quit now. His illustrious secretary, now that I've bombarded her with so many people going to it. But Terry, let's talk about where we're at today. It's 2007. Here we are, April 20th. And you and I have both been in Nikan for a while. We've seen a lot of things happen. We've seen a lot of things, changes in the corporate structure. You and I have both had the privilege of serving on the Leadership Council. You are on that. Is that what it's called nowadays, actually, Leadership Council?
I think so. I don't know what they call it anymore, but yeah, I think so.
you're on it, and you don't even know what it's called. But we have seen some incredible changes. I was just sharing with a close friend of ours on Thursday over lunch, because she had asked, what's happening at Nikan, and it's just absolutely amazing. And we keep hearing this statement, of all the years I've been associated with Nikan, I've never been more excited than enthused. Even the tone on the President's Club call has changed from people questioning, like, okay, where are we going? Are we going to introduce this product? Or, are we bringing this back? Or would you please take this one away because it's not working to our standards? And even that tone, everything is changing. We're seeing, as we've shared before, the sponsorship up 29% from February to March, or maybe it was 27%, but this is huge. I mean, almost a third over the previous month. People are starting to realize that this is the place to be when it comes to network marketing. And so, Terry, let's talk about that for a few minutes, this concept of network marketing. Were you immediately just like, oh, yeah, I was born to be a network marketer as a former jock in high school and college? Terry, I don't even have a blooming clue what you did for an occupation before Nikan. That's terrible, isn't it?
I'd probably answer the same way. I don't either. I guess we'll get into this. I was in the software industry and made a good income. I used to tell people I made a good living, but I made a good income. And that was a time in the economy was really something in the technology sector, and you know, got in front of the wave. And I'm just basically what techno when it comes to an interview. And by way of the question of network marketing, I've been approached several times prior to NECAM, and there's a way I was approached that I didn't think it was real. But then again, back in my mind said, if this is real, this could be big. And you know, but you know, when it comes down to network marketing, as people start to tear this thing apart, and what connected with me is the fact that, you know, I got involved in NECAM, and I won't get into too much detail here because I know everybody's heard it, but because of I want to make money, because the company will buy your home, they'll buy your car, and people can look down that, whatever, it doesn't matter, everybody needs to make money just to pay your bills. And I wanted to get past the bill aspect because everybody's heard I wanted to be a dad. But 5.5 months into the business, where we saved the little girl's life, and that's been published out there on a CD, and that's what changed everything. And that's where I became a student of the game, Vance, of network marketing. I started reading the books, listening to tapes, and understanding the business, and that's why I feel like I can sit across from anybody, and it doesn't matter what they do, what they've done. I feel like I can just share with them why network marketing is the best way to go, above and beyond anything else out there.
Now, Terry, how many years ago was this for you? Was this transition? I mean, going from the corporate sector in, you know, computer and technology and that, making this transition. How many years ago were we talking?
You talking about when I got involved in NECAM?
Yes,
I got involved in NECAM just over 6 years ago.
Okay, so it's been fresh for you, and we're both in our 30s, correct?
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
I had to look down, make sure.
And I know that you and I, as far as the, we both have a stake in the state of Texas. You're originally from there, and I spent 2 years of my life, and a lot of family members that live there. And when I was introduced to the world of network marketing, I was 10 years old. So not even around, well, just about a decade at that point, and my parents hooked up with a nutritional company, very solid, you know, established, been around since the 50s. And so I grew up with this mentality. Now, you obviously did not. Your dad, what did Boyd do, your father, for an occupation?
Dad's on his own company for the past 50 years in appraisal oil and gas and complex properties. So I was raised in a household that didn't have to answer to other people other than their family.
Mm-hmm.
He set his own basic hours, but he worked very hard because he built his company very large. But I was raised in an entrepreneurial household, but not in a network marketing household.
So similar backgrounds for both of us here, because both my parents always had businesses. They always had real estate investments and rental properties. And I find it so fun explaining to our girls, you know, the fact that, because McKenna is always inquisitive, you know, our 8-year-old, well, Danny, what was it like? What did you guys do, you and Uncle Spence and Uncle Nick do on Saturday mornings? I'm like, well, if you're thinking about cartoons, they're just non-existent. I said, we got up and we worked. There was always stuff to do. And it's just because of the culture we're brought up into. Now, Terry, I don't think that your father was part of the baby boomer generation, because I think he was born prior to...
Yes.
What was it, 1946, correct?
Yes, that's my dad's 65.
Okay, so same exact ages as my folks, which is very, very funny. So he's now eligible in a few months to collect that Social Security status thing.
Oh, Dad, I'll send you an email on that one.
My parents are excited about it. You know, they ask them every month. You know, they put their time into it.
I have fun with Dad when he started going to Luby's when he turned 55, and I was getting a senior discount, and boy, he'd get mad. So I know he's like either laughing or about to send you an email.
So send away, Boyd. I'll welcome him with open arms. But in 1946, and again, you guys, you can see these stats right on the line. Go to boomercentury.com. 1946, every 8 seconds, a child was born. Now, the rate before that was nothing. I mean, this is unprecedented. This is post-World War II, and people are coming out of the Depression, and people are realizing, hey, we can have kids. This is fun, you know, blah, blah, blah. At a rate of 4.2 million per year, 78 million people were born during this baby boomer, you know, explosion. And a few years later, and this is what, Terry, you talked about, recognizing the wave and riding. riding the wave or the curve. They're driving this industry and the world of network marketing, because it segues right behind it, because two things are happening, and Terry, you mentioned this, that I just wanted to make money. And the boomers right now, they don't want to retire. A lot of them can't retire because they just don't have the finances. It's split in thirds. A third of them have just a beautiful financial portfolio. A third of them are okay, but they're still working. And then a third of them, it's just a disaster. It's a nightmare for their financial picture. But the majority of them, they don't want to stop working. They don't want to retire. I mean, my folks laugh at the fact that, you know, they could at age 65, but they're just like, you know, who was the one that says, I laugh in the face of danger, you know, huh? But that's where they're at as a society. And the fact for us remains, as network marketers, is that we have an opportunity to cash in on this. So let's go back. The 50s, it was an explosion of the elementary school construction, because you had to get these people in school. A few years later, when these people are out wanting to buy their own home in the early 70s, you saw just a massive explosion, and the rates went through the roof as far as real estate investment. I mean, many of the properties that my parents bought that still own today as rental houses, $15,000, $17,000, $20,000 for a house in the 70s. It was unheard of today, and yet that's it. Lee Iacocca in the 80s headed up Chrysler, introduced us to the concept of the minivan, because there were so many of these boomers now having kids, and it just goes. The two biggest industries today that are driving that wave we're riding are finances and the wellness industry, because the boomers don't want to have lack of money, and then number two, they don't want to get old. And what we have now with Nikken is definitely it. Terry, I was just like you in that when I was introduced to Nikken, I just saw this as an opportunity to make some money. And, you know, growing up with two entrepreneurial parents, I wasn't interested in working a job. And the last job that I did have, I actually met with my old boss last night, less than 12 hours ago. We were, he's speaking at a youth convention here in Portland, Oregon. And we hooked up after the event, and Stacey and I went backstage and spent some time with him, and seeing it go full circle, because we both have, you know, kids now that are the same age. But when I worked for him, my employment came to an end when he looked at me in the face and said, look, Vance, you know, we just don't have a place for you here anymore. And literally, that was the springboard for me to go full-time into Nikken. And I had already been in it. I saw Nikken as a way to generate an extra $500, $600 a month income. That's all I really was wanting when I was back doing ministry work. What is so exciting now today is that, what would that be? Not 20 times that amount, but 40 times that amount on a monthly basis, and we're having the time of our life. Terry, where do you see and what do you feel as far as the opportunity that we have for people that are going into, and this applies to all of us, whether we're in this age category or not, because we're around people that are cresting into the 60, you know, the six-decade mark of being a boomer and saying, hey, I wouldn't mind earning a few extra shillings a month. What do you see that Nikken has to offer them?
The boomers?
Yeah.
You're talking about the 60 age group? And you can hear me, correct?
Yeah.
The reason I asked that, now I'm stuck. A goofball, I know I'm normally, but that's okay. You know, I've got my two kids here by myself. I've got a four-year-old and a year-and-a-half-old.
By the way, Stacey wanted me to add, just to throw in here, that you're playing Mr. Mom this week. I get to do this all next week. She's taking, you know, Aaron for you went to Vegas. Stacey's going clear across the country to Florida with a bunch of girls, ladies, I should say. So I'm with the girls for a whole week. So you get to you're experiencing now what I get to experience all next week.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, lock the office door and say, go find something to do. There's still some more I Love Lucy.
I'm still not that senior. I get it. My son, he's pretty self-sufficient, but my little girl, oh, man. Anyway, if I kind of skip that every once in a while.
Well, if we hear Barney in the background, we'll know why. It's time you try to get in touch with your dinosaur.
Well, you know, I had, you know, of course, always look at the baby boomers, and you think you're hitting around 60. People put that in perspective. A lot of times when they're 60 years old, they're referred to as empty nesters. And sometimes, you know, in a lot of different situations, divorce rates are up, you know. And so some of them might be single, and some of them might be married. A lot of them are looking towards they find themselves in a situation that they didn't plan for their later years, and they find themselves having to find out how they're going to live the rest of their life and what they, their meager income, what they have right now. And most people won't hire them, all this kind of stuff, yada, yada, yada. But the big thing I see, when it comes into NECAM, when it comes to this age group, and you put it in perspective, a lot of these guys, if their friends have either moved off, okay, or some of them maybe even passed away. They spent most of their life working a job, and sometimes these people left the job, and a lot of their identity's almost gone. Their families moved off, so they find themselves an empty nester, but that's what it basically means, an empty nest. And that means almost with friends and family and all that kind of stuff being around, they're almost by themselves. When you look at NECAM, on one big aspect, I believe, it offers also another family. When you walk into, especially around a group of NECAM consultants, or people, probably as you walk into a room full of hope, inspiration, just to go back to my dad, although he's not a baby boomer, my dad built a large business. He doesn't have to worry about income. But he was going in, and he's just out of the baby boomer age group. But he's in a rut. He did the same thing every day, and he never encouraged his kids to go in this industry he was in because it got negative. But, you know, his friends or his identity basically was at the company, okay? And, he said, when he first got Nikki, he goes, his hunter name list revolves around his corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is in most cases the same thing with especially the 60-year-olds. Most of their identity is directed towards their work. And, you know, and then Dad got involved in NECAM, and you could see it. I mean, Dad was just, he'd go home and all that kind of stuff, but when he got involved in NECAM, it's a whole new life, an inspiration. Of course, you know, he's got into the automobile program, and the money's fun. But it was not so much for my dad on the aspect of income. For my dad, it's an aspect of life, hope. When you leave this world, you thought to make a difference, not only to your children, but through a world impact. So there's a lot of different aspects when people ask about NECAM, what can it offer to all generations?
Terry, that's exactly what, and going back to this episode I saw on PBS called The Boomer Century, and I will track down and somehow find this two-hour segment so I can watch it again and take more notes. I was scribbling notes down as I was playing a game of cards with the girls, but the highest percentage of volunteerism exists in this group of people because they don't want to stop working. We won't sit idle is the mantra, that they just don't want to stop, and they've realized that balance now creates a more fulfilling life. They just, that passionate contentment is the words I like to use. They want to stay involved. They want to stay plugged in. They want to stay in the game. It's like what you're talking about with your father. My dad went through the same thing in February of 1993 after working with his hands and owning his own company for 34 years and having the responsibility of literally shutting it down and making the full-fledged transition from working with his hands to working with his heart and going into a totally new industry of wellness and realizing that, hey, here's a challenge, here's an opportunity to really make something, just like you had said, Terry, about your dad, is to make a mark, to leave something, and to pass on to other people the opportunity of hope. And this is what, I asked the question, what makes NECAM so attractive today and what makes network marketing so attractive to the boomers and to any age category? It's not that we can only talk to people who are 60 and over. However, that is the driving force of our gross national product in this country and in all the rest of the world. Half of the members of AARP, American Association of Retired People, which the name itself is an oxymoron, but half of the members of AARP are still working. They don't want to stop. And it's not because they're workaholics. And I know your dad's not a workaholic. I would say my dad, yes, definitely is. I mean, he could teach a course on it, how to do it effectively. But it's not because it's a bad thing. It's because we're put on this earth for a certain amount of time, and why sit around and, I pity people who their identity is wrapped up in thinking, I'm just going to, when I retire, I'm going to get myself an RV and go see this great country of ours. Why? Why not do that and build a business, impact people? lives. I mean, my parents are on, what, their fourth motor coach that Nikan's picked up the tab on. They have driven around this great country of ours and seen a lot, and at the same time, and then they just, Terry, I cannot believe how many people they've prospected while they've been in Mexico for the last 2 weeks. I mean, people in Australia, I don't know if you've had any communication with them, but I can't keep up with all these people that Mom's trying to introduce me to via the email. And it's like, I feel like she's trying to do three ways with me, and I'm like, no, 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 Mom, I'm underneath of you. Stop trying to use me as the... But it's amazing to see when you live a life of passion and you're doing something, you don't want to sit idle. You don't want to stop. Terry, you've seen this firsthand with people of all ages. I mean, we hear you on Monday night, and you've got people in their 20s, and, well, every age category represented in your P1 cycle, and you're getting ready, and let's go ahead and put a plug in here. I'm kind of all over the page here. I don't have an agenda, as you can tell. People always know that I don't really have an agenda any Saturday morning. But you're getting ready to kick off here, and it's what, April 30th, so a week from this coming Monday, you're going to have your kickoff call, correct?
Correct.
So, and it's the same numbers that people just dialed this morning, and I'll give it to everybody so you can get it. Area code 319-279-1000. Again, 319-279-1000, and the code 628-62-POUND. 628-62-POUND. But, Jay, what... You've done this a couple years now, leading people that say, "Hey, I want to jump in, and you know, I want to have a system." Because you talked about, you know, getting into network marketing, reading all the books, but you're getting ready to lead another group.
Right, right.
And why? Why do you keep doing it?
Because it's simple basics, and this is one thing on the April on that when you, the not this coming Monday, but the last Monday of the month. Everybody's going to want to make sure to be on that call because there's going to be a few additions, and I'll go ahead and share it that evening. But why I do this, well, you know, I can always answer why not. That's pretty simple. But it's, you know, Nikan, it's a simple business. Network marketing is a simple business of duplication. And I don't want people to take duplication too far. I want them to duplicate a simple system their own way but follow a simple process. But... You know, like I said, we've been doing it roughly close to 3 years now,
mm-hmm.
And it hasn't changed that much. I mean, it's been, you know, little additions and little tweaks here and there, but it's the same thing. And what we're starting to see is the foundation's been laid. The baseline, the income, of course, is going up. We've seen that around the board. You're hearing from Nikan, the sponsoring is up 29%, and we're seeing people take control. But, yeah, the whole reason why, because it's giving me my freedom. You know, when I first started, before I started Pathfinders, it was, I'd come out of a lunch and have 18 voicemails. And I shared before, I did a Grand Canyon trip for 7 days and no cell phone contact. And this was a year and a half ago, and I came back to 3 voicemails, and volume was up. So there's a huge difference.
You know, I had to play around with, because I cheated, and I looked at my parents' income while they, I just looked at the first quarter. Of 2007, and we did this on our P1 action call the other night, and I had LaVon Wagenbach total up the amount, and I said, can you guys tell me what you could do, spend a couple weeks in Texas playing around, because I call what my parents did with you guys down there in Austin and San Antonio, playing around, and then they were up in Dallas, you know, meeting with family, and they've been in Mexico for the last 2 weeks, and yet the check they get from Nikan, over $35,000 for the month. But we totaled up all the checks for the first quarter, and I asked the question, is there anything else you can do to have this much fun? And because I look at my parents' schedule, oh, they were in Hawaii for 12 days with Dennis and Ruth Williams. There's nothing else you could do and have this much fun and yet get paid as much as they're getting paid. And Dave Johnson on that CD that he sent a few of us, the fundamental ideas, can I do this? Does it look fun? Would I like to work with these people that are around me? You know, some of the fundamental things that you address in the whole Pathfinders One cycle in that program is what are we advertising? If we were a billboard, what are our lives saying to other people? And I remember that, you know, the story when you and Rick walked into Joe Higdon's office. As he shares his stories, like, here are these two guys in jeans, and they're having fun, working, hanging out, having a lot of fun, you know, screwing around, playing jokes on some buddies.
Yeah, so you heard that one, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the freedom that we have. And, you know, I've done three waves before with people tapping into the big picture call while I was in the shower. You know, it just that's the way the time frame fell. And, you know, I can put it on speakerphone and mute my line out so they don't have to hear the bubbles and everything. But the freedom that's associated with this is unparalleled.
You're bringing something up, and we hit on the income side of things, and income's good, income's going up, income's going to be. I don't think people can even fathom how much money you can make in this. You can't even conceive it. But I've got people from, like you said, 25 on up, or even younger, 18. But right now, a big group of Generation Y and Generation X coming on board, and we're hitting people in this generation sector. We're talking about some of these people are upwards of $500,000 a year people already in the corporate world. Okay, and we're talking about Gen X, and a lot of times people walk in and they're blinded by an income, and then we got people who hey, on down they don't hardly make any money, but there's a fair amount of these guys that are $250,000 a year people, and they're getting involved in NECAN. I mean, why would people? And I want people listening in. Why would they get involved in something like this if they're making that kind of money? Because most people listening on this call are unable to conceive making that kind of money, much less doing that in the corporate world. Well, they don't have freedom. They don't have freedom. Have no life. They understand that their security and their job's only as good as their supervisor's motions. And if they produce in a month, and make a good check, the following month that they don't produce, they're 1 month out. What I mean is they don't produce 2 months in a row, they're out. So everybody, when it comes to NECAN, everybody's a part of this market. We're looking at the baby boomers as a consumer group. Baby boomers want to be a part of something big. They want to be a part of a cause, and we've hit a lot of this stuff. It's all online. But also what feeds that consumer group, you know? It's going to be all, NECAN is everything to offer everybody. And one thing you were hitting on before about the baby boomers, I believe it's 70 million in the United States.
78 million. Well, there probably a few of them have passed away, but yeah, it's a lot.
78 million. Well, let's talk about global. We're talking about 450 million baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about international, and we're talking about a company that's focused on health, wellness, the five pillars of health: healthy mind, body, finances, society, and family, which basically feeds a cause. People are starting to get involved in NECAN and understand they can make more of an impact, not just for their own family, but for people around the world, which making. We hit the politics and all that kind of stuff by making a difference through a company by the name of NECAN. And then you sponsor a few people in your own little town, your own little city, and it grows to another little state, grows to another country, all this kind of stuff. And you talk about the baby boomers. They're hurting. They want something. They want to stay young, like Vance was saying before. And they like to make money. Nobody wants to really do it for free. I know we all would say on this call, I would do this for free, but I promise you I wouldn't push as hard. I always talk about the products for free, sure, because they make a huge impact. But to see the difference it's making in people's lives, period. I'm not talking about just on income. I'm not talking about just on making money. I'm talking about, I've got somebody down here who's worked at Dell Computer. He's one of the top guys there. He's been there for 10 years. And Des Williams just came down here. And he said, for those of y'all that don't know who Michael Dell is, well, he's the founder of Dell Computer. He's a multi-billionaire. He can buy anything. Anything. Des Williams comes down, laid back. He looks at Dennis, and he says, I bet Dennis Williams has a better life than Michael Dell. And people better put that in perspective. Because everywhere Dennis goes, and he touches, and he gets around NECAN people, and Vance, and people that are the same, that made an impact on people's lives, people look at you in a different light. They look at you like your children look at you for thanks. What you've done to help raise them. It's a different world. And to leave and to make an impact is a big thing. And that's so, there's so many different variables that NECAN offers. Because we're looking at all the network marketing companies out there, Vance. You know, we're talking about money. We're talking about hype, a lot of hype behind that kind of stuff. Because they're just
so let's talk about what the fact that Dennis shared last Monday night on your call that Steve Hooper, whatever, the fact that 98% of the network marketing companies in the United States of America right now, 98% of them don't have an annual revenue in sales of $40 million. They don't even hit the $40 million in sales mark. And yet, members alone, the 150, 160, however many members of this that are in the President's Club, we are earning what 98% of network marketing companies are generating in sales. We're earning that in commissions every year. So we don't have a comparison compared to what's out there because we are leading. I mean, if we're not, I mean, we're approaching the number one mark. And you hear all these, you know, like, Terry, you're alluding to all these other companies that have this, or they have one product, or they have this, and, you know, all, you know, whatever. We're driving because we have the complete package of the wellness home. And Bob Richard said, what was it, 2 weeks ago in the President's Club call, that the number one product that Nikan will be having by the end of this year, by the end of 2007, will be our business opportunity.
Yes, sir.
And I can't help but think, I'm sitting on my calculator trying to figure out what kind of growth just in televisions in 10 years from 1946 to 1956, going from 6,000 to 39 million, and the percentage is off the wall. But Joe Higdon mentioned the fact that $80 billion industry is what Nikan will be capturing in a few years. I mean, we're not even doing $500 million right now, and he's talking $80 billion in annual sales.
You know, put that in perspective, Vance. Everybody talks about the company that starts with A and ends with Way, and it changed its name to Quick, and then something Twinkle Little Star.
Moon, yeah. Quick Moon, Quick Sun, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, when the largest they got ever, and it's the largest network marketing company in the world, the largest they ever got in North America is just over $1 billion. We're talking about Nikan, and the conservative estimates for Nikan to be is a $10 billion company. Mm-hmm. Now, I ask everybody, how would you like to be a part of a company that's 10 times the size of the largest network marketing company ever? And I challenge you to go ask people out there if they've ever heard of Amway. And then you're part of a company that's $10 billion with a good name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, then you have Joe Higdon. He's talking about how, and he has the numbers. I wonder about that, listening to understand. This guy has made it big in healthcare, but he's a very, very detailed guy. Almost too detailed. But he has the numbers written down. He can show you on paper why this will happen, why this could happen, but it really comes back to us. You know, most companies out there, we were talking about the network marketing companies, they find means of distribution network marketing because we know it's going to be the fastest growing thing, okay? It's the smartest way. But they try to find a product to feed into there.
Mm-hmm.
What the difference is, because somebody asked me, what makes Nikan different? Well, whether or not anybody listening on this call, if everybody quit, everybody in Nikan quit today, Nikan will still win. Nikan will still win because everybody needs what we have and nobody knows what we have yet and we'll bring it. Because it's a product of impact and it was a product before it was even the concept of network marketing. So it's a total backwards flip. And there's no hype. And, you know, we do meetings, it's all facts to what's happening. I sat down with a guy the other day and he was successful in another business, the network business. He brought in about 2,800 people. And we're sitting here, and we're talking back and forth. He's a professional football player. I'll introduce you to him next week, Vance. And he was disgruntled with the industry because of what happened to him before. And he was sitting there, I was able to look at him and say, look, either join me now or join me later, but I promise you, you know people's going to join my business. It's up to you. And that's the power that people listening in have to understand what we have. If you don't worry about the people say no. Don't worry about the people that they can't understand that a red light can make them feel better because it heats them up from the inside. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that kind of stuff because Nikan itself will be there with or without us. Just keep talking to people and they come full circle. And you'll get them in your network.
This is the combination of taking multi-level marketing or network marketing and then combining it with a company that has the only complete package of a wellness home that Nikan has to deliver. And like you just said, they're going to go, if we all quit today, they're going to go with or without us because people will find out. One of the couples from our Bible study last night walks in the door and he throws this pair of black gloves. He said, Vance, where can I get more of these? And it's a pair of Nikan far infrared gloves. I said, well, where'd you get those? Because we don't sell those anymore. Wait, you have these? Well, I need to order some of these. These are the best things on the face. the earth. I said, well, it wasn't a really hot product for Nikon to sell. I said, you need to market them to joggers, to runners. He said, I cannot believe what these things do to my hand. I mean, the guy's ready to just, you know, jump on board. Or I'm like, okay, this is Bible study. We're not talking about it. I don't do that old Amway thing. I'll just tell it straight up. We don't invite people over to our house to do a Bible study and then break out the whiteboard and start drawing circles. You know, Dave Johnson could told us many times. That was his first presentation to network marketing, was showing up at a Bible study with Bible in hand, and out comes the whiteboard and the circles get drawn. That's not the way we do things. We're not afraid to tell people what we have. It's not a secretive thing. We don't have to do a bait and switch. We say simply, hey, this is who we are. We work out of our home. I've got friends all the time who say, oh, that's right, Vance, you don't have a job. You don't work. You're right. I don't. I'm a deadbeat dad. I'm a full-time, you know, if you want to call it that way, I'm a full-time father. I'm a full-time stay-at-home dad. I mean, I volunteer at the school. I take my girls to school all the time. That's what I do. But the fundamental truth remains, when you take the concept of what we have, with Nikon's products, and you combine that with multi-level marketing, in that every single person that we talk to, they have to make a decision, yes, no, or just not now, and leave it at that. You combine those factors in the fact that we have what people are looking for, whether it's, you know, body balance, better sleep, and we can go through all the different quadrants. We're the only ones that have it. And again, I challenge people to look at the numbers. And if you don't understand what Terry and I keep referring to is what Joe Higdon is talking about numbers, call Focus on Growth and order a copy of the CD, The Joe Higdon Story.
Yeah, don't try to call Joe Higdon, please.
Yeah, don't call him. We should give out his cell phone number right
yeah,
now.
Right.
No, but just call Focus on Growth or jump online, and it's simply called The Joe Higdon Story, and he shared it at the Vision Quest a few months back. But listen to some of the numbers that he presents from the healthcare perspective. Because people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. There, as Karen and Chris Hamill said last week, and I tweaked with Chris's statement, but he said, let's not medicate, let's turn the body on. And I thought about that for a minute, and you know, this week, all this week, I've been literally just racking my this vision, this idea has popped in my brain, and a lot of people listening right now know the story of John the Baptist. He was sent as a forerunner. He was the original trailblazer for the coming Messiah. And all the people who were in the status quo that were in the know of that culture, of that century, and it's no different than what we have today, all the people that are in the know, the professionals, the people that are, you know, supposed to be the experts on everything, were saying the same thing then that they're saying now. Oh, no, no, that'll never work. Oh, network marketing, that's just a sham. Oh, you know, those magnetic products, come on, what are you guys thinking? And these are the so-called experts. But what John the Baptist did 2,000 years ago, he looked at them straight in the face and say, how dare you? How dare you keep referring to the past and saying, we're going to stay here. We're going to stay parked right here. No, no, no. Don't park here. Don't stop here. How dare we miss the opportunity of the people that are out there, that are in our lives, day after day, week after week, when we're sitting on the greatest gift that we could pass on to people for impacting their family's life in the area of physical and financial wellness. How dare we park here? And that's what's been eating at me, just literally burning in my spirit this entire week, because I'm looking at these numbers, I'm seeing where things are growing. And a couple months ago, I got prospected by a guy in another company. And he said, yeah, I got out of Nikon 5-6 years ago when the bell curve, you know, went down. I knew you'd enjoy that one, Terry. And I came back to him and I said, Mitch, this guy called me from New Jersey. Mitch, I never met him before. And I said, I'm really puzzled by something you said about this bell curve going down and you got out of Nikon. I said, because for the last 5-6 years, Stacy and I have been averaging, you know, 20, 25 grand a month in income. And he said, a month? He said, one of those a month things? And I said, yeah, so what's this bell curve that you're talking about? Because we must have missed it. And I'm thinking, I kind of feel bad that we missed it. You know, sometimes you say you missed something and it was a good thing, you know, like a restaurant or a movie. Oh, yeah, we missed that. But I totally missed it, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm really confused. And he said, what'd you do? What are you doing? I'm like, I just haven't done. And, you know, Dave Johnson alluded this on his CD again, that, you know, when you get started, actually, actually, no, I'm sorry, Terry, you were the one that said this. You said, why do we have to reignite or refire? And your comment was what?
What was my comment?
Well, yeah, because we were talking about that getting our businesses relaunched.
Relaunched. I mean, I launched once, and that thing stays in the air. You know, it's just kind of, you lead by example when you come to Neekin. You know, and you're hitting a lot of different areas that, just to make people think, there's medical professionals out there who try to disprove our products. And every time they try to disprove our products, they come out with a medical double-blind study talking about how it works. Everybody's out there since 1950s trying to disprove network marketing, and even on 60 Minutes, they get slammed in the 1960s by a guy that was built a network marketing company. Network marketing is proven. I mean, and when you look at the products are proven, they're going to keep trying to disprove our stuff, but they keep proving themselves wrong, they keep putting up double-blind studies. Network marketing is proven. The fact is, look in the mirror, ask yourself if you're willing to put forth the effort, and think about side number two. A lot of times people start to look at, well, you know, money's not everything. Okay, that's fine. Let's take this out of the picture. Let me ask you one big question. How big of an impact do you believe Dennis and Ruth Williams have made on society? Just by signing an application and building a network. Think about that for a little bit. Because we can go through, Vance and I go through countless numbers of people who are changing the world today because they decided to build a network. Because they were able to deliver to somebody, maybe it helped them with a product experience. Somebody decided to build a business, or they have income to deliver the word of Christ around the world, or to help children, or to help people in need, just because one couple made a decision to build a network.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to really sink in on that, because the products are not on trial. Network marketing is not on trial. And you get involved in Neekin, it's only at you. But you have a team of people who built this thing wanting to help you. And if when the rubber hits the pavement, understand there will be bumpy roads. But you've been going down bumpy roads, and that road's going downhill. This one's going up. Latch on to the money train. We're having fun. You know, so anyway, I'm getting all goose because I'm fired up in this stuff. Here's another thing, Vance. I mean, I remember talking to you when I was doing the software gig, and look, we made a nice income. No life, all that, but I hated talking about it. And here I am with my kids and all this kind of stuff. You and I chatting on the Saturday call, and I get more fired every time I talk about this company. I get more excited. And plus, on the leadership council call we just had this past Wednesday, guys, y'all gonna be fired up with what's coming. So the only thing I can tell you is strap on. So go out there and recruit people. Get them in and get them into the business. I don't care what system you follow. For my organization, we do Pathfinder. So it's for whatever. I know. Busted. I don't care. Do the business. Help people. Get fired up. Anyway, I'm calming down. I'm going to take a chill pill. I haven't even taken a rub up yet. I'm pretty fired up.
This is why at 6, 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday, Stacey knows, don't invite anybody over to the house. Don't even think about going out to see a movie or going out to dinner because my husband's toast. Because he's been going fired up since 6 a.m. on Saturday, and this is the story of his life. And I've been doing this for years, but my greatest prospecting time is Saturday morning as soon as I get off this call because I'm fed up. The concept of retirement. Over 100 years ago, a German chancellor pegged 65 years of age as a good age to retire. The problem with that was that the life expectancy at that time in Germany was only 45 years of age. Well, I'm only 7 years from 45. And I look at that and go, that's when people were dying in Germany. When people continue to create value and contribute to their community and their society, they don't feel the need to retire. And I want to finish with this thought because it's so strong and this is what's burning in my heart and I see it in my parents. Terry mentioned he sees it in his father, is that that people are not going to retire. You're going to see people in the next 10, 20, 30 years say, who wants to even screw around with retirement? All about if we can live something like the five pillars of health and be balanced and take the time to enjoy life and yet at the same time be fired up and passionate about something, it's like John the Baptist said, how dare we go back when what's in front of us is so incredibly powerful. The opportunity that's there, and we can impact. And I'm in what is it? 25 days from today, my wife and our oldest daughter, Stacy. Kathy McKinnon are getting on a plane to go to Indonesia to work in an orphanage that is filled with kids who lost their parents as a result of the tsunami a little over a year ago. And you talk about the proud papa here. As I watched her last night share with my former boss, who heads up a huge youth ministry that takes teens all over the world every summer, I watched him ask her, my daughter, the questions about what she's going to do in Indonesia. And watch her as an 8-year-old explain to him that, well, this is what I feel I'm supposed to do to give back to kids that are less fortunate. And Gary, I shared this on your call a few weeks ago. I'm in awe because over and above her expenses to travel there, she raised an additional $1,500 to buy a chunk of land next door to the orphanage so the boys have something to create as far as wealth and an avenue of income so they don't have to go out on the streets and do drugs once they're of age and get kicked out of the orphanage. And she explained it to me. She said, Dad, this will allow them to have something, not just this group, but the next group and the group that comes after them and after them and after them. And I'm like, she's got it. She hasn't even gone overseas and she's got it. She's learning how, and you talk about the fact of what Dennis and Ruth, how many thousands of people's lives have they impacted. Well, we get to do the same thing. It just keeps going on. And McKenna is doing it with Indonesian orphans. Well, I fully believe there's a lot of orphans in our society right now that are praying for somebody to come in and offer them the gift of hope. And that gift of hope is Nikin. Financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, they've got to have a radical change because what they're doing day in and day out is just spinning their wheels, doing the same thing over and over and over. Look at the fact that we spent 13.8% of what Nikin paid us last year. We paid that to the IRS in taxes. 13.8%, over $200,000 income, and we only have to give back through 13.8% of it. And most people work from January to May and pay that to the government. I'm just flabbergasted because I'm like, I can't imagine doing anything else. And we have that gift to get to share to other people. I mean, the financial freedom, the time freedom, the health freedom, every single area of what life is the burdens of life, we can take it away if we'll just simply share. So, Terry, now you got me all fired up. So I can't believe you did that, and I allowed you to do that to me. But again, we'll put the plug back in, and we'll finish with this. April 30th is your kickoff call, and that's, 9:30 East Coast time, 8:30 Texas time, so the whole central time zone. And then Mountain time, that's 7:30 and 6:30 p.m. on the West Coast. On April 30th is that kickoff call for the next Pathfinder 1 cycle. And guys, let me just tell you, I'm not going to be, you know, sheepish about it. Terry said, you know, use the system, do something, just get started and don't quit. If you have never, ever, I did a three-way with a gal yesterday. Donna was her name. I think she was in Kansas. I know Joe Dekoff, her sponsor's in Kansas. If you've never had a real good educational course in what network marketing is, it's about a 2-year course crammed into 4 months. And you're going to learn not only from Terry and the people that lead your action call, but you're going to learn from other people who are at the same boat as you are, same place, and at the end of the 4 months, you're going to be blown away. And if you don't believe me, just jump on the call this Monday night and hear what the people that are finishing the 4 months. And we all get to learn together. And it's not because you've got people like Vance Rogers leading an action call or Jerry White leading an action call or John Lehman or some of the hundreds of other people that are leading these calls. Or it's because Terry Latham is so great on the phone at training. That's not it at all.
You don't have to express it that. I think I'm pretty good. But anyway, go ahead.
I just let the secret out, and you didn't want that to be out. Just because you've got people like Dakota Kent. You've got people like Phaedra. You've got people, I mean, you know all 9 of these people by first name. Those are the ones that we're learning from.
Right.
Because they're getting started, they're building it, they're rocking and rolling, and they're out there making it happen, and we get to hear from people who are just right down the trenches with us. You know, I can't imagine sitting around and listening to old, Stace and I were talking about this last night. I can't imagine sitting around talking, hearing and learning from old crusty people that did something 30, 40, 50 years ago. We're learning from people who are doing it right now and having more fun. And so, anyways, Terry, thank you so much. And I guess we did okay. You know, we didn't have Dave Johnson with us, but we managed to pull it off, and we went way long. But it's because you pushed my buttons. So.
Well, thanks for having me on the call, Vance.
And again, you guys, if you missed the call or if you want to go back and we said something that sparked the call, will be up soon at growingandwellness.com. Brad's doing his best all the way in Australia to get things up to snuff, and you can always order a copy of the CD. But better yet, don't worry about going back and listening. It's just boomercentury.com. And if you don't get fired up at looking at some of those stats at where things are going, then I don't know what we could tell you or share with you. But you can also order a copy of the book. All the information's on that website, the PBS special. Really good, really good stuff. So, and then next week, don't forget, we have the nutrition herbal expert, Roger Drummer. He'll be with us. And then the week after that, what is the week after that? We've got Wes Holmes with us, who is going to be sharing his testimony. Gentleman, powerful, powerful testimony. I emailed about a few weeks ago. He'll be with us. So, but next week, Roger Drummer, have pen and paper in hand, ready to take some notes, because if you've heard him speak before, you know that he's got some great stuff to share. So, thank you again, Terry. Thank you for all the 160-plus people that took time out of your Saturday morning schedule to jump on the call. And we will talk to you guys next week. Have a wonderful weekend, and welcome to Sunday.